今天的题目是全能的创造主。
Our topic today is the Almighty Creator.
今天的经文取自这个诗篇九十五篇第三到第五节。
And our scripture today comes from Psalm 95 verses 3 to 5.
让我们打开圣经来看神的话语。
Let's open our Bibles and look at God's word.
诗篇九十五篇第三到第五节。第三节，因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，海洋属他，是他造的，旱地也是他手造成的。
Psalm 95 verses 3 to 5.For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods, in whose hand are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for it was he who made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
那我最近看了这本书。
Recently I read this book.
它的书名是 Why the Universe is the Way It Is.
The name of the book is Why the Universe is the Way That It Is.
如果把它翻成中文的话，为什么这个宇宙就是如此？
The Chinese translation of the name.
这本书的作者是一位天文学家。
The author of the book is an astronomer.
他名叫 Hugh Ross.
Named Hugh Ross.
他是一位基督徒。
And he is a Christian.
那么在书里他说这个宇宙包括这个地球是一位创造主所创造的。
And in the book he says that this universe including this earth were created by a creator God.
他说从科学和天文学的角度来看。
He says that from a scientific and astronomical perspective.
是难以否认的。
This is hard to deny.
那么在这本书里面他也提到一位很有名的英国的物理学家 Stephen Hawking.
And in this book he also mentions a very famous English physicist named Stephen Hawking.
那么根据 Stephen Hawking 所写的一本书
According to a book that Stephen Hawking wrote
A Brief History of Time. 把它换成中文的话是时间的一个简短历史。那么 Stephen Hawking 说为什么这个宇宙开始就是如此这是极难以解释的。
Stephen Hawking said it would be very difficult to explain why the universe should have begun in just this way.
除了是一位神的作为特意创造好像我们有生命的人
Except as the act of a God who intended to create beings like us.
然后刚才我们看那段经文谈到神的创造的智慧和他的大能。
The verses we just looked at talk about God's, the wisdom and power of God's creation.
然后同时也描述到神如何借助这个所创造的大地来表明他是唯一的神。
And it also describes how God uses his creation to show that he is the only true God.
创造是诗篇里面一个主要重要的一个主题。
Creation is one of the main themes of the Psalms.
我们这个主题在诗篇里面出现在不少的地方。
This topic appears in many places in the Psalms.
是的，神的创造彰显他的智慧，还有他的大能。
Yes, God's creation shows forth His power and His wisdom.
那么神也借助他的创造赐福给人。
And He also uses His creation to bless mankind.
那么除此之外，也是他与人建立关系的一个历史的平台。
And it is also a historical platform that He used to create a relationship with mankind.
那么神创造这个宇宙世界之后
After God created the universe and the world,
然后吩咐人要按照他的旨意来管理和有享受他所创造的。
He ordered mankind or man to take care of it and to enjoy it.
那么在这个完美的创造里
In this beautiful creation,
人能够认识这位创造主。
Mankind can come to know the Creator God.
并且在生活里面的祝福中能够称颂，能够赞美这位主。
And in the midst of this, the blessings of this life, we can praise and thank the Lord.
诗篇第八篇十九篇。
Psalm 8, Psalm 19.
三十二篇一百零四篇。
32, 104.
一百二十六篇、一百四十五篇，还有一百四十八篇，是以神的创造为主题的诗篇。
Also, Psalm 126, 145, and 146 are psalms that have creation as their main theme.
那么，除了这些诗篇，在整本诗篇里面，还有一些专属各处谈到神创造片段的经文。
And in the rest of the book of Psalms, there are many psalms where the psalmist talks about creation.
那么神的创造对我们有什么意义？
What is the meaning of God's creation for us?
让我们今天早上从下面四个层面来思想神的创造它的含义。
Today, let us look at the meaning of God's creation from four aspects.
神的创造的意义第一个层面。
The first aspect of the meaning of creation.
从这个神的创造里面，我们能够经历到这位神。
From creation, we can see the Creator in the world.
我们就算一个从来没有读过圣经的人。
Say there's a person who has never read the Bible.
或者是从来没有听过耶稣福音的人。
Or a person who's never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
当他看到这个宇宙的这个浩瀚。
When he sees the vastness of the universe.
他看到这个大地的美丽。
And the beauty of the earth.
还有就是动物世界的奇妙。
And the miraculous nature of the animal world.
那么他的心中必定会想到这个世界必有一位创造主。
Then he will think in his heart that this world must have a creator.
那么圣经在创世纪一开始就说。
At the beginning of Genesis it says.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，幽面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
那么神创造天地的时候，
When God created the heavens and the earth,
使到一个黑暗混沌的的一个情况。
It was in a state of primordial darkness.
变成一个有秩序的一个宇宙。
And he caused it to become an orderly universe.
一个充满光明的一个世界。
A world that was full of light.
那么这个宣告一点都不含糊。
This proclamation is not ambiguous at all.
也不需要为它来做任何的辩护。
And it doesn't need any kind of explanation.
宇宙就是神存在的一个证据。
The universe itself is proof of God's existence.
那么古代有一位神学家，他的名叫做奥古斯丁。
In ancient times, there was a theologian named Augustine.
那么当他赞叹这个世界的和谐，还有它的美丽的时候
，And as he praised the harmony and beauty of the world,
他认为。这一切是神创造的明证。
He believed that this was clear proof of God's creation.
他说：“你去问地球为何如此美丽。”
He said, "Question the beauty of the earth."
海洋为何如此奥妙？
The beauty of the sea.
空气为何如此清新？
The beauty of the wide air around you.
天空为何如此？壮观。
The beauty of the sky.
你去问星辰为何次序井然。
Question the order of the stars.
太阳为何普照大地。
The sun whose brightness lights the day.
月亮为何柔软明亮。
The moon whose splendor softens the gloom of night.
你去问鱼类为何漫游海洋。
Question the living creatures that move in the waters.
动物为何走遍大地
？That roam upon the earth.
飞鸟为何空中飞翔
that fly through the air.
那万物中隐藏的能力
the spirit that lies hidden.
那显露于外面的物质
the matter that is manifest.
并那一切受管之物
the visible things that are ruled.
以及管理他们的定力
the invisible that rule them.
世界的美丽还有它的奇妙不是偶然的。
The beauty and the miraculous nature of this world are not accidental.
而是神创造和他的智慧和大能的一个明证。
It's clear proof of the wisdom and the power of God's creation.
就像我们经常唱那首诗歌你真伟大。
Just like that song that we often sing, the hymn, How Great Thou Art.
世人惊叹这个神大能的作为
The composer praises God's great work.
禁不住他唱出这个赞美的歌声
And he can't refrain from singing out songs of praise.
我们你真伟大这首诗歌主啊我神某每逢起目观看
And the words are, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder.
等下我们会唱这首诗歌
We're going to sing the song later.
你手所造一切奇妙大功
Consider all the worlds thy hands have made.
看见星宿又听到隆隆雷声
I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder.
你的大能遍满了宇宙中
Thy power throughout the universe displayed.
宇宙秩序井然
The universe is orderly.
浩大美丽
It's vast and beautiful.
目的是要彰显神的荣耀。
And the reason for this is to show forth God's glory.
使我们能够认识这位创造主。
So that we can come to know the Creator God.
正如保罗在罗马书第一章第二十节说。
Just as Paul in Romans chapter 1 verse 20 said.
自从造天地以来，神的荣能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼看不见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
神创造的意义，第一个层面就是要我们经历这位创造主。
The second facet of the meaning of God's creation for us is that we can experience the Creator God.
那么神创造这个天地的第二个层面。
Oh, that was the first aspect. The second aspect.
天地的创造是因为神的大能而被创造的。
The God with His mighty power created the heavens and the earth.
那么创世纪用了两章的经文来描述神创造这个天地。
Genesis uses two chapters to describe God's creation.
那么圣经告诉我们神用了六天的时间来创造这个天地。
The Bible tells us that God used six days to create the universe.
在创世纪第一到第一章第五节说。
Genesis 1:5 says,
神称光为昼。称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这个是第一天。
God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day.
然后在第一章第八节说，神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨，是第二天。
Chapter 1, verse 8 says, God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day.
然后在十二节、十三节说，于是地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬，各从其类。
Verses 12 and 13 said, The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their own kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind.
地结果子的树木各从其类，果子都包作壳。
Trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind.
神看作是好的，有晚上，有早晨。 第三天。
And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, a third day.
在16到19节这，于是神造了两个大光，大的昼夜，小的管夜，又造众星。
Verses 16 to 19, God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also.
就把这些光摆在列在天空，辅照在地上，管理昼夜，分别明暗。
God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth and to govern the day and the night and to separate the light from the darkness.
神看作是好的。有晚上，有早晨，第四天。
And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, the fourth day.
然后在二十二节到二十三节说，神就赐福给这一切，说，滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。有晚上，有早晨，第五天。
Verses 22 and 23, God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, a fifth day.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
神看作一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，第六天。
And God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
神创造一切之后，最后宣告说，一切都很好。
After God created the heavens and the earth, He proclaimed it was all very good.
那么圣经告诉我们。第七天，神安息他一切的工。
And the Bible tells us that on the seventh day, God rested from all His work.
并且定这日为安息日。
And He called this day the Sabbath.
那么从历史的角度来看，创世纪第一章、第二章记载了神创造的过程。
From a historical perspective, Genesis 1 and 2 record the process of creation.
然后而诗篇是以诗歌来称颂神创造的美妙。
But the Psalms use poetry to praise the miraculous nature of creation.
创世纪宣告神的创造是好的。
Genesis proclaims that creation was good.
而诗篇却进一步的表扬这个好的细节。
But the Psalms go one step further and giving the details of this goodness.
并且称颂这位创造主。
And they also praise the Creator God.
然后诗篇把我们带进这个创造的深处。
The Psalms bring us into the deep places of God's creation.
让我们看到神的智慧。
So that we can see God's wisdom.
以及他的大能，还有他的奇妙。
As well as His great power and His the miraculous creation.
然后根据圣经说，神是借着的话语来创造这个天地。
According to the Bible, God created the heaven and earth through His word.
那么神的话语表达神的能力，还有他的旨意。
God's word expresses His attributes and His will.
如果把它从这个希伯来文翻译出来的话
，If we translate this word from the Hebrew.
是指行动、话语或者事实。
It means action, word, or fact.
也就是从神的口中所出来的话，可以使到没有变成有。
That the word that comes from God's mouth can cause nothing to become something.
变成实际可见之物。
To become reality and a thing that we can see.
在创世纪第一章第三节说
，It says in Genesis 1:3，
神说要有光，就有了光。
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
这节经文说，只要神说有。
And this verse says, as long as God, or once God says, "Let there be,"
被造之物就立刻出现。
The created things will immediately appear.
神的话语变成具体的事物。
God's word becomes specific things.
这个是神创造的过程。
This is the process of God's creation.
我们在诗篇三十三篇第六到第九节。
In Psalm 33 verses 6-9.
诸天借耶和华的命而造，万象借他口中的气而成。
By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth.
他聚集海水如雷，收藏生羊在库房。
He gathers the waters of the sea into jars.
愿全地都敬畏耶和华，愿世上的居民都惧怕他。
He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him.
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm.
那么诗篇从这个角度来描述神借着他的话语来创造天地的一个事实。
This psalm, shows how God created the world through His word.
让我们来看这段经文有四点。
There are four points in this passage.
第一就是耶和华的命。
The first is the word of the Lord.
第二是口中的气。
The second is the breath of His mouth.
第三是说有就有。
The third, He spoke and it came to be.
第四命立就立。
Fourth, he commanded and it stood firm.
那这四个与神话语有关的词句含有不同的意义。
These four aspects have different meaning for God's creation.
要说明神的话语的特点。
And they show different special aspects of God's word.
耶和华的命是指神使没有成为有的话语。
The word of the Lord means that God created something from nothing.
那么神口中的气是指这个生命的能力。
The breath of his mouth means the power of life.
那比如说，当神以这个尘土来造人的时候。
For example, when God took the mud to create mankind.
他把口中的气一吹，就变成一个活人。
He breathed his breath into the man, and he became a living person.
那么第三点，所有的说是指神口中所出的旨意。
And the third point, he spoke means that his will was coming from his mouth.
也就是说，一切所被造的是按照神的旨意被造的。
And that means that everything that has been created was created according to God's will.
然后第四点，命立的命是指带着这个权柄。
And the fourth point, he commanded.Means that he has the authority.
直到万物都要服从在他的旨意下。
He has authority over everything that it will obey him.
诗篇一百四十八篇第五到第六节说。
As it says in Psalm 148 verses 5 and 6.
愿这些赞美耶和华的民，因他一吩咐便都造成。
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created.
他将这些立定直到永永远远，他定了命不能废去。
He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away.
所以这段经文有两个词句，一个是吩咐定了命，来描述这个神创造的过程。
This verse uses two different phrases to express the process of creation, and that is commanded and gave a decree.
所以这个定了命是指神颁布的一个命令。
Gave a decree means God gave forth a decree.
一切都要顺从，不可以改变。
And that everything must obey that decree, and it cannot be changed.
这个宇宙，这个世界是按照神的话语被造的。
This universe and this world were created through God's word.
那么因此必须要按照他的旨意去运作。
And it must act according to God's commandments.
那么神的创造是神一个普遍的一个启示。
God's creation is his general revelation.
因为神的创造反映出这个看不见的创造主。
Because creation reflects this creator God that we can't see.
人可以借助神的创造来经历这位创造主。
We can experience the creator God through his creation.
正如刚才我们所看的保罗在罗马书第一章二十节所说的。
Just as we saw Paul say in Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
自从创天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼看不见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
那么在大约公元前590年的时候，以色列人被掳到巴比伦去。
In about 590 BC, the Israelites were taken to Babylon.
那么当时他们感到非常的绝望。
At that time, they felt hopeless.
因为自己的国家已经没有了。
Because their country was gone.
从此以后没有自己的王来统治他们。
And from that time on, they wouldn't have a king to rule over them.
那么在这个时候，神在以赛亚书第四十章二十五到二十六节跟他们说话。
And at that time, God spoke to them through Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 to 26.
那圣子说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？
To whom then will you liken me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One.
你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象。
Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars.
按数目领处，他意义称其名。
The one who leads forth their host by number.
因他的能力，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
He calls them all by name.Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing.
神一个创造主的身份来安慰他们。
God comforts the Israelites as the creator God.
神创造的意义第三个层面。
The third aspect is the meaning of creation.
神创造这个天地是要彰显他的智慧。
Is that the world displays the wisdom of God.
那么神学家加尔文称这个世界为神慈爱、智慧、公义和能力的大剧院。
The theologian John Calvin describes the world this way, the theater of God's kindness, wisdom, justice, and power.
那么他认为这个世界的存在不是偶然的现象。
He believed that the existence of the world was not an accidental phenomenon.
乃是神亲身的创造。
But rather it was God's own creation.
这个世界是神伟大的杰作。
This world is God's great work.
是神智慧的彰显。
It's a manifestation of his wisdom.
C.S. Lewis 认为诗篇十九篇是诗篇里面最伟大的一篇。
C.S. Lewis believed that Psalm 19 was the greatest of all the Psalms.
也是世界文学历史里面一篇伟大的一首诗。
And he also believed that it was the greatest poem in all of world literature.
因为这篇诗篇使用这个优美的风格来描述，来表达神创造的完美。
Because this psalm used such a beautiful structure to express the perfection of God's creation.
诗篇第十九篇第一到第六节，世人称颂神创造的完美。
In Psalm 19 verses 1 to 3, the psalmist praises the perfection, the beauty of God's creation.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，也无声音可听。
Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard.
他的量带普遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
神在其间为太阳安置帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔入。
In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course.
他从天这边出来，要到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得他的热气。
It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat.
所以当世人看到这个天地那个创造的伟大，
When the psalmist saw the greatness of creation,
美丽还有它的壮观，
and its spectacular beauty,
他们经历到这个创造主的智慧，
he could see the wisdom of the Creator God.
我们在诗篇147篇第五节这么说，
As it says in Psalm 147 verse 5,
我们的主伟大，最有能力，他的智慧无法测度。
Great is our Lord and mighty in power, his understanding has no limit.
还有在104篇24节这么说，
And as it also says in Psalm 104:24,
耶和华，你所造的何其多，都是你用智慧造成的，天地满了你的丰富。
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
所以诗篇一百零四篇是一个描述性的一篇诗篇。
Psalm 104 is a descriptive psalm of praise.
那么称颂神的创造是次序井然。
And it praises how orderly God's creation is.
而且充满了那个荣耀。
And full of His glory.
神创造了这个世界，他也维护这个世界。
God created this world, and He also protects it.
使到其中的一切能够蒙受他的恩福。
And so that everything on the earth can enjoy His blessings.
那么有一个人，他的名字叫做布格曼，他这么说。
There was a man named Brueggemann who said.
他说世界井然有次。
The world is well ordered and reliable.
并且非常的可靠。
And reliable.
但如他单独的存在。
But on its own.
是不可能生存和有生命的。
It has no possibility of survival or well-being.
这一切都是一个礼物来的。
All of that is a daily gift.
今天早上我们看到，从诗篇里面看到神的创造一共有四个层面。
And today, this morning, we've seen from the Psalms that there are four aspects of the meaning of creation.
刚才我们看到第一点就是神的创造能够使到我们经历到它的存在。
The first aspect is that God's creation causes us to experience His existence.
然后让我们看到这一切的创造是借着他的大能。
When we see that all the creation was created by His great power.
也让我们看到这个创造彰显了神的智慧。
And we see that it manifests His wisdom.
然后最后的一个层面。
The last aspect.
也就是我们在这个生活，在生活中，在神的坚固里面。
Is that we are living in God's care?
神为自己创造人。
God created mankind for Himself.
却为人创造了这个世界。
But He created the world for mankind.
神创造这个世界目的是要造福人类。
God's purpose in creating the world was to bless mankind.
就如诗篇第115篇第15到第16节说，
As it says in Psalm 115, verses 15 to 16,
你们蒙了造天地之耶和华的福，天是耶和华的天地，他却给了世人。
May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth He has given to man.
在诗篇六十五篇描写到神每一天细细的坚固这个大地。
Psalm 65 shows God's daily care for this earth.
你坚固地降下透雨，使地大得肥美。神的河满了水，你这样浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。
You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it.
我不晓得你感受到神的福气。
I don't know if you've experienced God's blessings like this.
如果你是做农夫的，肯定会感到这节经文所说的。
If you have been a farmer, you definitely have experienced the blessings talked about in this verse.
你浇透地的犁沟，任凭驴迹，降甘霖，使地软和，其中发长的蒙你赐福。
You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都地下止油，地在旷野的草场上，小山以欢乐束腰。
You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness.
草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。
The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing.
神好比一位农夫或者一位园主。
God is like a farmer or a gardener.
忠心并且细心的来看顾他这个心爱的那个园子。
He carefully and faithfully cares for the garden that he loves.
那么神从天降下这个雨水。
God sends the rain down from heaven.
使到这个植物生长。
So that the plants can grow.
带来这个丰收。
And bring an abundant harvest.
让世人，也就让我们和动物能够享受他的福气。
So that mankind, which is us and the animals, can be blessed and enjoy the creation.
经历到他的恩典。
And experience his grace.
所以每当世人看到这个神的创造的时候。
Every time the psalmist looks at God's creation.
他的焦点是集中在这个创造主的身上。
He focuses on the creator God himself.
创造物是神祝福我们的一个途径。
God's creation is a means of blessing us.
而不是我们追求的一个目的。
But the creation is not what we should be seeking after.
神才是我们追求的最终的一个目的。
Our ultimate goal, the ultimate thing we should pursue is God himself.
是我们敬拜和赞美最高的一个对象。
He is the highest one that we should worship and praise.
那么因此世人呼唤我们要称颂赞美这位创造主。
And so the psalmist calls us to praise and thank the creator God.
诗篇136篇第五到第六节这么说。
As it says in Psalm 136 verses 5 to 6.
称谢那用智慧造天，因他的慈爱永远长存。称谢那铺地在水以上的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spreads out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever.
称谢那造成大光的，因他的慈爱永远长存。他造日头管百昼，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever.
他造月亮星宿管黑夜，因他的慈爱永远长存。
The moon and the stars to govern the night, his love endures forever.
当我们在一个晴朗的夜晚，
On a clear night,
向上举目观看，
When we look up,
可以看到天上千千万万的星宿。
We can see the countless stars that are in the sky.
当我们到一些国家公园，
When we go to some of the national parks,
我们张开我们的眼睛，我们看到这个美丽的地球。
We open our eyes and we see the beautiful earth.
我们可以看到动物走遍大地。
And we see the animals on the earth.
飞鸟在空中飞翔。
The birds flying in the air.
漂亮的花朵还有树木种植在地上。
The beautiful flowers and the trees that are growing on the earth.
万物的壮观和美丽是这位永不改变神的一个明证。
Everything that was created, the beauty of it, is clear proof of God's existence.
是神创造了这一切。
It was God who created everything.
让我安静在这位创造主的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts before the Creator God.
来思想今天的信息。
And meditate upon the message today.
当你看到这个天地的壮观的时候，
When we see the beauty of the heavens and the earth,
当我们看到这个地球的美丽的时候，
When we see the beauty of this earth,
我们是否心里面有经历到这位创造主？
Do we experience the Creator God in our hearts?
是的，这个天地是一位创造主所创造的。
Yes, the heavens and the earth were created by a Creator.
那同时也是我们敬拜的那一位神。
And He is the God who we worship.
让我们以一个谦卑的心来敬拜他。
Let us worship him with a humble heart.
全能的天父上帝，求你打开我们的心。
Dear Heavenly Father, please open our hearts.
让我们看到你创造的美丽。
That as we see the beauty of your creation.
也让我们看到你创造的奇妙。
We see the miraculous nature of your creation.
以致我们的心能够诚心的来敬拜你。
That we may worship you with our whole hearts.
来赞美你。
And praise you.
求主你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
谦卑我们的心。
Humble our hearts.
让我们能够有个敬畏的心来到你面前来敬拜你。
That we may come before you to worship you with a reverent heart.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please, Lord, help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.